Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Good evening. Welcome to Wrestle Talking Indeed, right here on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash, blogtalkradio.com. We're giving it to you like we give it to you each and every week, each and every show. We're going to give it to you real. So, first and foremost, we want to thank God for giving us another chance to run our mouth about wrestling. This is a Royal Week, that is. And we're going to be getting into the Royal Rumble. I know we didn't do much of a show prep, but I'm sure we're going to talk heavy Royal Rumble and maybe make this a prediction show, along with talking about a few other things that's not Royal Rumble related. But let's bring in the crew. Let's bring in Brother Kayvon, the Tribal Chief. Good evening to you, my friend.
Good evening, indeed.
See, you've had a busy few days, I see.
Absolutely. And it's only going to get better over time. Because let's just say the Tribal Chief has some information, but I will save that later in the show.
Ooh, sound like a plan. And then we got Mr. Exclusive, the Encyclopedia of Wrestling. Josh is in the house.
What up, though? How y'all doing?
Tremendous.
Well, let me tell you. All right, so first I want to say thank you guys for lightening up my year, my month, my life. This stuff is off the chain, and I'm proud to be part of this show, man.
Ooh, man, and like we always say, we glad to have you. We glad that we all are in unison and we all sort of know what we're talking about. I know y'all know what y'all talking about. Dominic is not with us. He may be joining us later. I don't know how long we're going to go with this show tonight, but hopefully he can say a few things before we end tonight. Let's not waste any time. I don't know what you guys had on the agenda today, but I do want to do sort of like a Royal Rumble pre-show sort of type of thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, of course, today things are a little reversed tonight, Martez. Brother Josh gave me a break today, so he will be handling the Big 4+1, and I will be handling the exclusives.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Ooh, I can't wait for this. Josh, are you ready for that, or you want to do it later?
Let's do it a little bit later because I got to do a little bit more refining on my Big 4+1. You know, got to make it good.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, Royal Rumble is this Saturday in St. Louis. This is, in my opinion, the most unpredictable Royal Rumble that I've had a chance to witness in my years of living. You guys probably heard us last night. I said who I think will win the men's and women's matchup, but it's still unpredictable for me. First of all, I don't like that it's on a Saturday. You know, I like my Royal Rumble on a Sunday, but that's neither here nor there. But I really want to just pick you guys' brain tonight. You know, let's start off with this. What are you looking forward to the most at this year's Royal Rumble? And tonight we'll just go with Kayvon, then Josh. We'll do it that way. Kayvon, what are you looking forward to the most to this Royal Rumble?
Well, what I'm looking forward to the most, it goes without explanation, the Tribal Chief. Not me, not myself, but nah, the real Tribal Chief. Yes, Roman Reigns taking on Seth freaking Rollins for the Universal Championship belt. And, of course, since I did not get to watch SmackDown or Raw, which is something, I'm going to go back and watch that, Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar.
Oof. That's a steak and potatoes kind of match right there. Ay, yay, yay.
Absolutely.
Josh, what's up, brother? What are you looking forward to?
You know, believe it or not, the Royal Rumble happens to be my favorite view of the year every year. Like, I love a good battle royal. Mm-hmm. However, I have to say there's something that's taken a little bit more precedence over the Royal Rumble matches themselves. And I have to say I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to do this whole Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, because this is years in the making. Is it going to be WrestleMania caliber, or is it going to be a flop like Vince McMahon's feet? Because that dude does not but flap like a little duck.
Oh, man. Josh throwing haymakers already. Good God almighty. Let's stay right there. Let's stay right there. Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, BL versus BL. Kayvon, Journey, if you don't mind me calling you that. What's your prediction for this matchup?
Well, I'm going to put this the best way I know how. Although I do not like Brock Lesnar, and I'm starting to grow to be a fan of Bobby. These men have both defined the wrestling industry. On one hand, you have Bobby Lashley, who can destroy anybody. Then you have Brock, who pretty much can do the same thing, but of course, you know, his ordeal, he likes to get even with folks. So my prediction for this, Paul Heyman, I do not like him, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to say it like how he would normally say it. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this match is your reigning defending, undisputed world heavyweight champion of the world, Brock Lesnar. I believe Brock Lesnar will defeat Bobby Lashley. You know, this will be a good match for sure, but at the end of the day, the beast incarnate will retain the WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt.
Ooh, there you have it. Kayvon is going with the beast. Josh, I want to hear what you got to say. How about, what's your prediction?
All right, so pound for pound, this is going to be a heavy hitter. I mean, this match should be a 10-star match. Not a 5-star, a 10-star match.
Wow.
But, you have to go where the knowledge is. Mm-hmm. And the knowledge happens to do one thing.
Yeah.
Eat, sleep, and conquer. Brock Lesnar will be your winner for that match.
Wow. A clean sweep for Brock Lesnar. I mean, this one is hard to call. It really is, you know. Almost hoping for a no contest matchup. That way they can move it to WrestleMania. But if I was to pick, I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley. But that's just me. But let's continue to move right along. Let's talk about this Doudrop versus Becky Lynch battle for the Raw Women's Championship. Doudrop seems like she's poised for a big push. But Becky, she's the veteran. She's definitely highly intelligent. And it's crazy to say this, but nobody has beaten her for that belt yet. So, Kayvon, have you had the chance to dissect this matchup? And if so, who do you think is going to pick up the victory in this Raw Women's Championship match?
So, doing my research, this is one for the tape. I said before, in one of my Big Four Plus One, Becky Lynch bit off more than she can chew. With Doudrop, we have seen her dominate stars. Although I hate it, this is my crush, but of course she is married, Bianca Belair. We have seen Doudrop beat Bianca, but of course Bianca Belair, you know, she's the strongest, so she bounced back. So I will have to go with Doudrop with a distraction. Ronda Rousey might pop out and distract Becky in order for Doudrop to get the victory or something, but Doudrop is going to win with a distraction. I don't see Becky retaining her Raw Women's Championship.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow.
That's interesting. Doudrop.
I know. Very interesting, Josh. What's on your mind?
Well, to pick what's in my mind right now is a very dangerous place for this match. Because in my mind, you could go one of several different ways. You could let Doudrop win, and you know, then you gotta wonder, like, who's poised to take it from Doudrop? And let's face it, if Doudrop's on a rise, they're kind of not wanting to give her the title. Ultimately, though, and this pertains to my Big Four Plus One a little bit later, but Becky Lynch is going to win.
Yeah.
And I'll explain that later.
Mm. Wow. So we're going to wait for that prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. It must be big. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Now in regards to Ronda Rousey, if she does return, should she return in the Royal Rumble match or should she return in this contest? What do you guys think about that quickly? What is the best way to bring her back?
Well, I believe she should come back on this contest. You know, yes, the Royal Rumble is there for surprise superstars and things like that, but I believe with this contest, she should come back, and, you know, because, number one, the fans would be livid. They would be like, what in the world just happened? So that can build up a storyline between Ronda Rousey and D-Drop for WrestleMania.
That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. Me personally, I think she should come back in the Rumble. Because the thing is I'm over people just being handed stuff. I don't care if you're a 30-time champion in another sport or related to someone else. I mean, you should earn it. Mm-hmm. And make her earn it. Because, it's not right to push everyone else aside just because you got a returning person who happens. That's what AEW is doing.
Right. But we'll see, because I could see them actually doing that, because I could see Vince McMahon just looking at it like this. This is WrestleMania. We want WrestleMania to be as big as possible. Can you guys continue to talk? I have Southwest calling me.
Yeah. Kayvon. Now behave, Kayvon.
All right. Okay. Kayvon is going to behave. Trevor Chief, I don't know. He's all over the place right now. He's waiting to get released. That's all that is. You know, I'm trying to keep my composure, but like I said, the Tribal Chief is running wild. He's been thinking about this all day today. Even at work, my boss is like, "Are you okay?" And I keep trying to tell him I'm good, but the Tribal Chief in me isn't.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you gotta admit though, that promo of words, that was good, and Southwest had that upper hand, man.
Yes, he had it. He had the upper hand, but I'm gonna say this: when the time comes. When the time comes, you will know.
All right, gentlemen. Southwest, he only has about 10 minutes, but we're going to bring him on. We're going to get this party started right away, right off the bat. So, Southwest, as soon as I bring you on, shoot, man.
Champ, the real champ, the undisputed Open Talk Radio champ is here. The real champ. Not that fake wannabe tribal chief over there, Mr. Kayvon. You know, the real deal is here. The real meal, the real man with the real meal still. The one you want to toast a steak with. The man that steals the show every time. The man that's rated R. The man that's no gimmick, no limit. Now, Jabroni, as my brother Coco's wife, the great one, says, his wife, peasant. Now you can speak.
Ooh.
Well. Look at
is that all you can say is well, what? Well, you know, you're ready to hand over the championship to the real champ, or is it well, I'm going to go hide in the corner?
Welcome to the island of relevancy.
Of irrelevancy. Made by Kayvon.
You see, I'm going to give you a round of applause. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he brought me out of retirement. You see, I was sleeping, chilling.
Why? Because I was frying you like a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
As much as I love a piece of chicken, They call me the big dog for a reason. You see, you're out here talking your stuff.
You know, that's defamation of character, my friend, when you call yourself the tribal chief, when you call yourself the big dog. See, I don't have to gimmick nothing. That's why my name is Mr. No Limit, No Gimmick, because I'm the Southwest Texan, and there's no best in the Texan.
But you see, something about big dogs, they smell fear. You fear the big dog. You fear the tribal chief. That's why you want all this attention. You're on Facebook. You didn't post
attention.
Pictures
I don't
of
pay
you.
Attention. Attention pays me, my friend. There's a difference between your attention and my attention because you look for attention. Attention looks for me. Okay? There's a difference.
See, This is the thing. I've had many great opponents. Jason.
Until you face the Texan. And that's when you woke up from your dream of your island of relevancy, when you woke up in the island of irrelevancy, because you're becoming relevant because you're talking to the Texan.
See, there we go again. Just like
you're becoming relevant because you're messing with the Texan. When you mess with the Texan, you know what I'm saying, you wake up the best and not the rest. See, there's a difference between us. I'm the best, you're the rest. I'm no gimmick, no limit. You're the big dog tribal chief.
Yes, but the thing I love about dogs is, like I said before, we smell fear. But that's neither here nor there. My sister can put up a better fight than you, and that's saying something. So be prepared to get your ass kicked by the one, the only tribal chief.
Look,
that's right.
I'm gonna treat you like everything I eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna eat you and I'm gonna crap you out. I'm not gonna say the other words because this ain't the real Rated R Wrestling Podcast where you can have no gimmick, no limit. I will eat you up, crap you out, and flush you down the toilet because I'm the true champ.
Y'all hear this, and now he's talking about eating people. So I guess he's a cannibal now. You see, he's talking about eating people. You see, this is why I said he's irrelevant. You see, people eat real food. People at my table eat real food. Didn't nobody invite
you
to the island?
Do you eat in, are you the head of the kiddie table? Because that's what it sounds like. Are you at the kiddie table? Because I eat at the big man's table. I don't eat at the kiddie table where I think I'm the tribal chief. Was that championship you were holding the other day plastic?
Plastic. The only thing plastic about this whole thing is you. But
you know what? You're faker than Charlotte and Dana Brooks cosmetic surgery they got going on. They look like mannequins, my friend. So sit still and watch a real champ thrive.
Lord, forgive the words I'm about to say. I said I was forbid to say this, but you're faker than wrestling. And with this thing that
are you talking about big
about,
are you talking about big places like Disco Inferno thought he was gonna go, or actually Buff Bagwell when he came to the WWF? Is that the kind of thriving you're gonna do?
You know what, you're making me tired like AEW.
Oh wow. Actually I'm as live as GCW, my friend. If you didn't pay attention, you better start paying attention, because if you didn't know the Texan, now you're messing with them. And you're messing with this championship. So if you're done making people yawn and want to get electrified like everybody else when they listen to the Texan, sit back and watch.
What is your goal after you beat me? What do you plan to do?
Listen, I don't plan anything. I don't plan anything.
What you're planning
if you ever listen to the real championship show from Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, listening to my show is a hell of a ride, and that's why I have my own two theme songs. That's why I have a player, Teddy Long, calling me player, because he knows who the real player is.
Yes, and well, I guess your phone knows who the real player is as well. You see, on last night, your phone died because your phone knows who the real guy is. But that's neither here nor there. People know who I am. When I walk in the room, people acknowledge me. People give me their best seats. People bow down to me. They don't even know who you are until I mention you.
I know we got like three minutes to go with this. I know Southwest got to go, but y'all, this is good radio right here.
That's because of Southwest Texas makes it good radio. That not that little fake plastic filler of a champion, Kayvon. I'm sorry you guys made him your champion, but the real champ is here and the real champ is out. So you guys figure it out. FIO, like Mr. Steve Rivera says, I'm out.
Yes. Leave. But before you leave, let me gracefully lie down these words for you. When it comes down to it, I have been the champ for 5 long months. Defeating opponents left to right. I took a little vacation, came back, still defeated opponents, so you wouldn't be different. As soon as I destroy this matchup, then it'll be me and you, and once I defeat you, we're going to raise the stakes. Once I defeat you, you're not allowed to come back to the island. You're not allowed to challenge me no more. Look at what I did to Danielson. As soon as I beat him, he went on to AEW, a trash show. Edge went on to Raw, the second best show. People that I defeat lose because I said so. So once I defeat you, you can go back to the second best podcast of all time, which is the Rated R show, but the number one show is Wrestle Talk in the D, because the Tribal Chief is here. And do not worry, I will make your show irrelevant when I join you on Thursday at 6:30. So somebody please kick this man out. Please and thank you.
Well, hey, Gabe, I've never heard you, like, go in like that. He actually left, like, 90 seconds ago, but gosh, Gabe, you serious about this, huh? Good gosh.
Oh, no, Martez, you should have seen it when we were on live. They had each other, they had their own belts and everything, and, you know, I was just like, wow.
Right. Yeah, Southwest is calling me again. I'm going to put you on. Never mind. I'll just call him after I get done with the show.
And that's another point. He's so scared he wanted to do the show tomorrow. But, like I said.
Oh, man.
Dominic has called in. Let's see if he wants to join in or not. I don't know. He may just want to listen for right now. What's up, Dominic? Have you heard all this? What do you think?
Yeah, damn, man. Like, I'm late to the show, and I miss a promo cutting of the Tribal Chief Kayvon and the South by West Texas King Cruz. That was kind of – that had me on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, man, it seemed like that. It's some real animosity and heat, man.
I thought me and Lance the Barber, we used to go back and forth, but
yeah. Yeah, that's
kind of, y'all remember them days back?
Yeah, that's kind of rival. They kind of rival in that, man. They kind of rival in that for sure.
Yeah, we gotta bring back Lance the Barber. Bring
sure.
that more to that heat.
Sure,
I made a move on. He may can go after the Bray White Hope Josh, or maybe the Tribal Chief Lance. I mean, Kayvon.
Nah, ain't nobody ready for this. I'm going to stay neutral. Just call me Switzerland.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be me and Martez can be the commentators.
Exactly.
I just the name of the show, man, I just come on here, put my 2 cents, and get my Stephen A. Smith on. That's all I wanted to do. It's therapy for me.
So far,
guys, real quick, I know we don't got that much time. What did I miss on today's show besides the promo cutting? What did we talk about, guys? Recap.
Well, this is basically sort of like a prediction show for the Royal Rumble. We've only started with the Brock Lesnar Bobby Lashley matchup. And then we were talking about the Becky Lynch and Doudrop matchup. So if you want to give your thoughts on both of those matches, you can do that, and then we can get back into the rest of the show.
Oh, okay. Brock Lesnar and my man, the Almighty Bobby. It's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
They got to steal the show. So somehow, some way, I'm feeling like my heart's saying Bobby, but somehow it's saying Brock is going to win. And yeah. Becky and Doudrop, hands down, you know Becky, the conqueror, the man, you know Becky, she's going to win.
You don't sound too happy about that.
I mean, it's obviously, but you know my input on the man.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, those my predictions, fellas.
All right, so let's keep it moving. We got the I believe it's the Miz and Maurice versus Edge and Death Phoenix. That's actually been one of my favorite things about Raw, is that feud right there. Kayvon, then Josh, then Dominic, who do you got in that matchup?
Well, consisting on this thing that I'm about to call, unlike South Texan, the real rated R superstar and Beth Phoenix is going to pick up the win, just like how I'm going to work South Texan up and down in our death match.
that rivalry is getting heated up there. Very good. But you know what? I'm looking for a Miz and Maurice win here. And the reason I say that is because, I mean, yeah, okay, you know, you got two Hall of Famers coming back. You know, that's good. I mean, cool. But I think Miz and Maurice, I think it's their time to be able to ascend the ranks together. And I think this is the beginning of that.
Yep.
Yeah, at least that's what I think.
Yeah, I pretty much think so. I think Miz and Maurice, they got this. Hopefully we may get a part two at WrestleMania, or just a Miz versus Edge at WrestleMania. Or maybe another couple may come into works, and maybe a triple threat, or maybe two more, or maybe a fatal four-way mix intergender match for WrestleMania. But yeah, Miz and Maurice.
To throw a wrench into that, You know what would be a good match at WrestleMania if these two couples decide to if they have these two couples wrestle again? How about the first ever Texas Tornado Ender Jenner match?
Yeah, that sounds like
money is, and it's going to be at Texas, right? In the AT&T Center, so make it. How do females say, make it make sense, Josh?
Wow.
Yeah. You'll be all right, brother.
Wow. Wow. I love it. Yes, nonetheless, I like the card so far. This is a good card for Royal Rumble. Let's move on to the big match. Some may say this is the biggest match. Who knows? You got the architect, the visionary, Seth freaking Rollins, taking on the big dog, the head of the table, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, the longest reigning Universal Champion ever, longest reigning champion ever, if you will. Anyway, shut up, Martez. Who do you guys got in that match? Because I stopped myself because I think somebody had the world championship for 3 years. I don't know if it was Harley Race. Anyway, never mind. Kayvon, who do you got in that match?
Bruno Sammartino had it for 4 years.
That's what I wanted to say, too, but I stopped myself. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Now, you said, who do I have special counsel? Well, listen, that's no story for no time. I'm not going to say anything. But who do I have winning? That's kind of an irrelevant question. But I want to give you a relevant answer. Yes. You see, just like how try to keep you quiet. Be quiet. They're not ready. I'm going to defeat Seth freaking Rollins. That's right, Roman Reigns, the head of the table, is going to come out victorious and still reigning, defending longest reigning Universal Champion of this era, Roman Reigns.
There you have
I'm
it.
Sorry. I'm going to be the heel. I think, and I'll give you a little bit of a hint, this match will burn it down. And I think Seth freaking Rollins is due for another championship run. So I'm picking Seth Rollins. The Monday Night Messiah. That's just my two cents.
I love it. What about you, Josh? I mean, what about you, Dominic?
Oh, my name is Josh, too.
Hey. Much appreciated, but never duplicated. There can only be one Josh.
Right, Martez. This is going to be a very interesting match. Roman, the tribal chief got to try to win this one without the bloodline. Do you guys think there's going to be a new member added to the bloodline that may appear at the Royal Rumble to help Roman Reigns win?
It's funny you say that because that's the first thing that came in my mind. Yeah, that it's going to be a new member. I mean, it's not far-fetched. It could be Samoa Joe. You never know, even though he got released.
If so many scenarios pop up, will Kevin Owens be the one to help the F freaking Rollins win? Will the bloodlines come to the match but somehow turn on Roman?
Ooh.
There's so many visions I see.
Yeah.
Will this be a somehow, will Roman, the tribal chief, do certain tactics and flashbacks of the earlier reigns and Reigns and Rollins used to regain his championship? I feel like it's something dirty is going to happen. Something that's going to be like, man, that's some BS. That at the end it's going to be a disqualification. That it will still be Kayvon Tribal Chief Roman Reigns will maintain his title. That's my prediction. Those scenarios threw out those was extra credit points. So come in, fellas.
All right. All right, moving ahead to the Women's Royal Rumble match. I know we talked about this a little bit last week, I think, but let's come up with our final picks. Kayvon, who do you think is coming out victorious in the Females Royal Rumble match and going to WrestleMania?
Well, it has to be somebody that we are not expecting. So it'll be like a surprise entrance. But although it'll be nice to see Bianca Belair win it again, but I don't think they're going that route. So, I would say a surprise entrance, which is most likely to be, Josh said this earlier, Ronda Rousey.
Hey, that's a good pick.
Oh, yeah. That is a good pick. But I'm going with someone, like I said yesterday, who's a dark horse, who's not even been mentioned yet. And that's Raquel Gonzalez. What way would be better to push her on a main roster than have her enter the Rumble, win the Rumble, and then, in my opinion, the better matchup between for her would be Charlotte.
Yeah. That's a good one. But
is it my turn?
Yep.
So, you guys, I didn't know y'all was talking about Ronda Rousey. That is a good pick. That is hands down the number one play action right there. Hey, don't be surprised if Bayley return and may be down to the final four with her. Mommy Chica, Raquel Gonzalez. Maybe a Bianca. And maybe we may get that Cinderella story of Liv Morgan winning. Those are my picks.
All right. Can I run a dream scenario for you guys for a minute? Okay, so Charlotte's in the match, right? Let's say Charlotte's there. Let's say Sasha Banks returns. Let's say Bayley returns. And let's say Ronda Rousey returns. You have three of the WWE's four horsewomen against one of the UFC's four horsewomen. And if you really want to be, like, super picky, you can have Shayna Baszler be the fifth one. And then you literally got all horsewomen in the ring as the final five for the Royal Rumble. Is that not good booking or what?
That'd be great.
I mean, you didn't let me get it out. That's what I was going to say next, motherfucker. Shut up.
Oh, my bad, Dom. My bad.
I do the scenarios. I do the critical thinking. I do the suspense. You go by the book.
Hey, you're new to the show today. You know why? Because now I'm going to be doing the Big Four Plus One, and Kayvon going to be doing the exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, y'all two, yeah, y'all swapping. But me, I'm the one who do the 2 cent theory. Me.
You do 2 cent theories. I do 1 cent theories.
No, I do that too.
He can't be that bar. I can't be that. Never mind. Different show.
But yeah, no, all jokes aside, Josh, all y'all, K-Bomb, Martez. Yeah, and then I think, yeah, that's a good chance to, if I can add my 2 cents, no pun intended, let's get Rousey back and let's get Shayna Baszler. Let's finally get her a partner that's her equal. And they could somehow join forces and maybe, you know, as well, take over the female tag team division. And let's make Ronda great again, having two belt Ronda Rousey.
All right, let's
that
move ahead,
good, guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's move ahead to the men's Royal Rumble match, the big Royal Rumble match. Who do you got, Kayvon?
Well, I said this once before, and I'm going to say it again. One of my picks was, of course, Michael Gould. Yeah, no, let me stop. but in all seriousness, I believe if he returns, this will be amazing. Two picks off the top. Please need more. That's right. Right back. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If they return, I want to go with Ryback. Ryback, if he returns, he will win the whole thing and challenge a superstar. But that's who I got winning.
That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, those are good picks, but I think it's time that, and this is going to sound weird because, you know, not a lot of people are fans of these people, but I think that Sami Zayn deserves that WrestleMania moment. So I think Sami Zayn should win. But if he can't win, then I would want Ricochet to win, but I know he ain't going to win either, so. Dom?
Yo, give me a second. Yep, give me a second. I'm transitioning. I'm technically hopped on the show during work. Yep. So, we talking about the Men's Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
It's so hard. Now, that's the real, oh, just to tell y'all, that's the hard one. I don't really know who to go with. I try to go off of theories, not even theories, history, a pattern, algorithm patterns, like, okay, who's the Cinderella this year? Okay, who was the return guy? Who was the on his way out the door guy? Okay, who was the guy who lost the title match during the Royal Rumble? Who's the last minute entry guy? I want to say, Josh, and not to go off subject, if they bring Money in the Bank this year, I want Sami Zayn to win that, not the Royal Rumble. That's just my opinion.
That's a good, that is a good opinion. I'm not going to lie. I actually agree with that too.
uh,
But for the winner of this year's Royal Rumble, okay, I know I got to give y'all somebody. I don't want to say Austin Theory, but I know Austin Theory is going to be somehow the one of the final four. You may want to say, yeah, you may want to say we just said his name, Sami Zayn. We know, I think McIntyre is out, guys. I don't know if they're going to use it as a storyline, but I think McIntyre is out this year. So we don't know if he is, will it be a repeat? I truly don't know. I don't know. I want to say maybe the lose this year, like I said. And I know we got to wrap it up. Whoever is one of the losers from either the title matches, either the Rollins versus Reigns or the Bobby versus Brock.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think it may be one of those scenarios. The loser, one of the losers, yeah, like the Becky storyline. Like whoever, okay, lost the title match. They were so close to winning, and then maybe that late 27th, 28th pick. That we gonna be like, oh yeah, this may be his year, and out of nowhere that loser comes and Cy ambush that entry, and to the point they can't compete and take their spot, and that's your winner.
Yeah, they've done it in the past. It shall be done again, probably.
Because I mean, they're because with the lackluster talent. And them releasing so many people, it's like, yeah, who's it gonna be?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or if they're gonna really do this year really is gonna be a comedy, and have a random, you know, out the ordinary superstar win it. And then mess it over like how the way they did Otis in the Money in the Bank.
Hey, you know who's going to win the Rumble?
Who's that?
Dink the Clown. Dink the Clown, Doink's little friend. Yeah.
That's so funny.
You know, there you have it. We was able to go through the whole card, and we still got time to do some other things. Josh, are you ready for the big four plus one?
Yes, I am. Tell me when to go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Four Plus One show. I'm your special guest host for this evening, Josh. And let's start it off by saying, for the first time in NXT history, it shall be aired on the same day as WrestleMania Night 1 as a matinee from the hours of 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., followed by the big show later on that evening. Number two, Mickie James has vowed to go to the Royal Rumble and come out with her Impact Women's Championship on a different federation. Number three, another superstar has asked for the release, and that superstar is the Brian Kendrick. He says he is not happy with how he is being treated. Number four, a superstar is returning this week, and is most likely going to be in the Royal Rumble, and that is your king, King Xavier Woods. And last, but certainly not least, Ronda Rousey is making her triumphant return to the WWE this coming Saturday. In what capacity? You're going to have to tune in to find out. Thank you. That has been the Big 4 Plus 1. Back to you guys.
Whoa. It's a big switch here. We got Josh doing a 4 Plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
And
Josh
we got Kayvon doing the exclusive.
I was going to do Big 5 Plus 1, but I don't want to mention AEW.
Okay. I
like it. Much appreciated.
Kayvon, we got a few minutes to go. Are you ready for the exclusive? We got about 3 minutes to go.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, last week when Walter and his crew won, I am refusing to call him by his new name because of the information that I found out. So, WWE, well, what a bunch of low, dirty dogs. I never thought I'd say that. The name Gunther came from, now a lot of people are going to hate me, I do not care. The name Gunther that they gave Walter is actually, that was the name of a Nazi Germany U.S. boat commissioner during World War II. So they gave Gunther a Nazi name. They gave Walter a Nazi name. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I feel like they destroyed Walter and his whole career. So if he was to leave right now, I wouldn't be mad at him.
Yeah. Hey, I did not see that coming. Get it? Nazi. But any, but no, that was a good exclusive. But however, rumor has it WWE has abandoned using that name because of it being synonymous with Nazis. So we shall only see, my friend. But I do like where your head is because I agree 100% with what you said.
Thank you.
All right. We got about a minute and a half to go in the show. Any final thoughts as we prepare to wrap up for tonight?
If you guys don't mind, I'll go first, if that's okay.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, first, Mr. Martez, King Martez, you shall be known as that, as we have knighted you our king, my friend.
y'all too kind, man. Y'all too kind.
And then, secondly, I am waiting for the rivalry between Mr. Kayvon and Mr. Southwest to reach its pinnacle. So then I can be the one that says, ladies and gentlemen, your reigning, defending, undisputed 313 The Flash champion. He is the head of the table, Mr. Kayvon Jenny. I can hear him mumbling.
Thank you very much. My final thoughts is, number one, Southwest Texan or whatever your name is, that's just how irrelevant you are. The tribal chief don't even remember your name. Know your role. Stay in your place. And when the tribal chief tells you to move, you move. So I am looking forward to a match. And once I defeat you, then you're off the island of relevancy for good. So I'm going to issue out my hand, and I'm going to ask you one question. You can only redeem yourself one time. You can quit now and be safe, or you can fear the wrath of my hand. And do not worry, Martez. The tribal chief approves of you being king. And Josh, well, for the first time in forever, you shall be the right-hand man of the king himself.
I accept.
And well, Dominic, do not worry. I have a special mission for you. I will tell you that after the show.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't trying to. Yeah, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah.
But if it's me. It is DJ. My final thoughts, man. Hopefully next week, man, I can once again, due to the downtown Detroit atmosphere, it kind of hold me back for joining the show for a time. I wanted to, hopefully next week, I want to talk about a possible scenario, scenario stable of a current superstar, The Miz, and what his future role can be, and what with 3 AEW stars WWE should sign, and an NXT call up, they can recreate a dream stable and be top notch. So stay tuned to next week, and if I can hop on time, I want to spit my 2 cents on the Miz future endeavors. That's my final thought.
All right. Sounds good. I want to thank Dominic. I want to thank Josh. I want to thank Kayvon. Thank you all for helping with the show. As always, you guys are the backbone of the show for sure. We'll talk to you all next week. Have a good night. And time to go to bed.
Self high five.